Okay. Why don't we refer this back to you, and then you take it to your board, and then in the meantime, we'll get you all the briefing material we can get you from both our attorney and Mr. Graves' office.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Could I get a motion to that effect?
Move to refer back to Wetlands Board.
Seconded by Mr. Garrison. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? And we appreciate your cooperation, and we'll work with you on this. Thank you very much.
The next item, item 5, Marine Hydraulics Incorporated. Matter of fact, 5 and 6, same company.
Yes, sir. Same company with two different sites.
Okay.
Is there anyone in opposition to this?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not this one.
Okay.
Kathy, let's go right to the slide. Thank you. Marine Hydraulics Incorporated requests authorization to install a 200-foot-long bulkhead up to 15 feet channelward of mean low water, fill approximately 2,185 square feet of state-owned submerged lands, install two piers to support a travel lift, and dredge 23,000 cubic yards to achieve maximum depths of 17 feet below mean low water in order to create an access channel and a turning basin adjacent to their property on the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River. All materials will be transported to Crania Island. This is just to give you a feel for where the property is. I'll show you my aerial. It's no longer in this shape. This is the Campostella Bridge here. There's a cemetery here near the property. This is a 2002 aerial, and you get a better feel for the actual shape of the property here in this location. The proposed activities are in this portion of the waterway. There's also a mitigation area for impacts to this project and for the second marine hydraulics project that is located in this portion of the property here. This is a recent aerial, again, to give you a better feel for orientation of the property. The project would take place in this portion of the property, and the mitigation site is actually back here behind the ship. And a close-up. Again, project location is here. Mitigation site for impacts for this project and the next one are located back here by the derelict vessel. Ground shot. And this is a ground shot from the opposite direction, taken at a later date because we asked the agent for the applicant to stake where the bulkhead alignment was going. You see that this entire shoreline is filled with debris, so that the angle here is a little funny, mostly because I had a hard time getting over there because of all the debris along the shoreline. Just to give you a better feel for what this shoreline is made of, the portion of this peninsula that's the difference between what you saw on the topographical map and what you actually see on the ground is all filled. It's concrete and tires and metal and all been filled over with topsoil. The project design will go from here. Again, the proposal here is to construct a new travel lift facility. They're going to provide repair services mostly for the Navy, vessels, barges, those sorts of vessels. Discuss the on-site wetland mitigation that's for wetland impacts to this site and for the second project, which we'll see after this one. The Wetlands Board has approved this project. The Department of Health has said there's no impact on any of their programs, and the Army Corps of Engineers has not yet acted on this application. Let's go ahead and go through the project design. You see the dredge cut there. You see the dredge cut, the travel lift, piers, and the bulkhead right here. as a close-up. The red line is mean low water. So you can see that shoreline here obviously isn't straight, and the encroachment here varies. The maximum encroachment I was able to measure off the scale drawings was about 15 feet. Side view of the dredge cut, bulkhead, and a final aerial. Staff does not typically support the creation of uplands through the bulkheading and filling of state-owned submerged lands. However, due to the nature of the shoreline here, staff's been persuaded by the applicant's argument that this is the minimum encroachment necessary to accomplish the desired use and goals of the property. About half of this current peninsula is a fill property that appears to have been created in the mid-1970s. I did a research on historic navigation charts to see when it was that the land changed here. If you're interested in those, I have those slides prepared. I can show them to you. But it appears that somewhere in the 70s that this was filled through the deposition of construction, concrete debris, and then it was infilled with some soil. Staff, knowing the history of this parcel, it would probably be difficult to drive steel sheet pile through all that debris. So therefore, we have been persuaded that this is probably an acceptable fill in this situation. The applicant has also proposed to mitigate for the wetland impacts associated with this project and the other one by constructing a vegetative wetland area on this site. Construction wetland area does not include any impacts below mean low water, and I showed you it's near that derelict vessel. In summary, staff recommends approval of this project as proposed with inclusion of a few special conditions. We recommend pre-dredge conference, a post-dredge bathymetric survey, which are routine for dredging projects. In addition, we recommend that the commission require the applicant to remove that abandoned on-site vessel that's immediately adjacent to the mitigation area, and that the area be graded and planted prior to the initiation of any bulkhead backfilling or dredging activities that are commenced. This sequence of planting and construction is also a requirement in the local wetlands board permit. That permit is in section 5 of your packet there. Lastly, staff would recommend the issuance of assessment of a royalty of $10,350 for dredging of 23,000 cubic yards of material at 45 cents per cubic yard. The facility is exempt from the encroachment royalty in accordance with 28.2, 1206B, subsection 1 of the Code of Virginia, because they are in the business of ship construction and ship repair.
Thank you. Let me, if I could, from the commission, I'd like to hear from the, since there's no opposition, let's hear from the applicant and see how they respond to this before we have any other questions. Are you going to, is the principal going to speak, or are you going to be the only one to speak?
He's sworn in just in case.
Just in case. You swear the testimony shall give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Pruitt, members of the commission. My name is Tom Langley with Langley McDonald Engineers in Virginia Beach. Tracy presented the project very well. The only issue we have is the removal of the derelict vessel, which is a condition that staff has recommended. That does pose some real difficulties. We have been down this road before with the local wetlands board. They were talking along those lines as well. And so the applicant actually went out and surveyed that derelict vessel to find out just what it is in order to find out what the cost might be to remove it in a good faith gesture. Going back to what Tracy said about the creation of this peninsula, that vessel probably represents some of that effort by previous property owners. My understanding is that previous property owners would take old barges and fill them with concrete, fill them with soil, and step out as he did that. And so the place is just a mess underneath. And so this is...
Is this a barge?
This is a barge. This is a steel hull barge that's got 5 feet of concrete in it. And it is sunk. It is below the mud line for the most of the concrete.
Marine contractor, point that out on there. Well,
do we have a close-up of that?
Yes, sir.
Can we get that?
Thank you. Just give me a second.
That is a significant derelict vessel.
What are you going to do with it, leaving it there? I mean, are we going to build around it, or?
No, actually, this is the proposed wetland mitigation area.
Right.
And if we have a detail of that, Tracy, we could show where this is going to be graded down and cleaned up. Actually, that vessel will provide some protection for the wetland mitigation area. This is the existing shoreline here. This is the land side back here. And I think, no, I'm sorry, I'm backwards on that. This is the land side here. This is the shoreline out here. Here's riprap. And so the flood ebb is out here. The barge, the derelict vessel, actually sits along in this orientation right here, pretty much in front of this whole area that we're planning on grading down and creating wetlands all along this area. And so I can argue, and I will argue, that that vessel is actually providing some erosion protection for those wetland areas.
Mm-hmm. All right. What other problems do you have with staff recommendation other than this one?
Other problems that we have with the recommendation?
Mm-hmm.
The other problem is I don't believe it is attached to the land. I don't believe it is MHI's property, that derelict vessel.
I mean other than the derelict vessel.
Oh, no. All the other conditions are fine.
Okay. All right. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Garrison.
Tom, could you explain on that mitigation there? Is that concrete kind of straight enough around those edges so it's protected from the water, too? How are you going to go back to that other slide?
Go back to the slide on the derelict vessel.
On the derelict vessel. Could you explain how you would take that edge there and straighten it up with the riprap there?
The idea is to take this riprap out,
mm-hmm.
and this whole area is graded down for a substantial length of distance back here. I forget how far it is, but 20 or 30 feet anyway. And this whole area will then be sprigged with spartina.
Okay.
So we'll start here at the mean low water line. All of the effort is above mean low water to create the wetland mitigation area.
Another question.
This is an extreme low tide shot here. Mean low water is actually right along this area here.
Mr. Garrison has a follow-up.
I don't have a problem. I just have another question.
Follow-up, yeah. I said.
Follow-up, excuse me. When you straighten that up and get that concrete out of there, have you taken borings to know that you can mitigate that land without digging up a lot? Stacy said this whole area was filled years ago in the 70s or something.
No, sir, we have not done that, but we will be required to monitor it over a certain number of years and maintain a good growth of spartina.
I mean,
we will do what's necessary in order to.
Yeah, you could hit something else out there. In that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
That's fine.
If it takes further excavation to bring in suitable fill material to support the wetland mitigation, that's what we'll do.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Mr.
Scheer.
Did you get a cost estimate to remove the barge?
Yes, we did.
Come up here and state your name and position.
I'm Ben Flint. I'm Marine Hydraulics Program Manager. We contacted Marine Contracting Company, who does most of our marine work, and that's how we found out we had 5 foot of concrete in it. We had to go out there, was going to chop it up, but you just can't chop up a barge that's got 5 foot of concrete in it. And we had a price of like $90,000. And that was just an estimate. They wouldn't give us a fixed price because they don't know what they're dealing with. We just did it based on rig time or what they thought they might be able to do.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Schick, any follow-up?
So the area that we're talking about where the riprap is, that's original ground mostly. Where all the barges and whatnot were filled are in the main body of the yard where he was trying. If you look at those photographs, you can see where the barges actually go out into the water parallel to each other, and he filled them. This is old Jesse Simpson's property. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Garrison.
I agree with Mr. Langley that this might be a preservation there when wetlands are eroded later on. It might help erosion control, which we want to do, and high water would destroy the plantings and the wetlands.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if there's anyone in opposition for the record. Anyone here in opposition to this application for the record? No one in opposition to matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Garrison.
I would move for approval in leaving the barge in the position that it lies in, and I think Mr. Langley has done a good job explaining how the wetland mitigation would be handled. I move for approval.
You want to go through the conditions? You want to include the other conditions?
Condition is that the barge remain in place.
All other conditions remain?
All other conditions staff recommended be adhered to.
Now, is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion from the commission, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a brief question for counsel. Can Mr. Josephson, do you believe the commission can require the removal of the derelict vessel based on the testimony you heard of the applicant and so forth?
I think it's a close question. I'm not sure of the legal authority in the absence of an application. For example, if the commission simply wanted to get somebody to remove that and totally devoid of any application at this point, I don't think that it could require MHI to do so. I'm not sure that it cannot, as a part of the permit issuance, as a condition to allow a reasonable use of state-owned property. I can't say for certain, but my reading of Code Section 28.2-1205, subsection E, and the context of the proprietary nature of the type of decision that you're making, I think an argument can be made that in order to use the state-owned property and put it to this reasonable use, a reasonable condition may well be to remove this barge.
Any other questions?
Well, boy, that is not clear.
Thank you.
That is not clear.
Any other questions to the motion?
I have a comment.
Mr. Garrison.
My motion did not have anything to do with cost of removal of the barge. It was made, and I hope Mr. Holland seconded, it was made in a condition to help protect the mitigation area.
All right.
Cost is not a factor.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Thank you. All right, item 6 is also marine hydraulic.
Yes, sir. This one is protested.
This one is protested?
Yes, sir.
The protestant present?
I do not know.
Okay. I'll be right back. No, I'll be right back.
Can you write it?